for that amount.
Oh, yeah. We used to, I've often heard my grandfather tell one of the nigger hands to bring in a turn of wood, armful of wood. And he often used that term, turn. That was a common term, turn.
Yeah, it just meant a certain amount, depending.
Well, just
on
arm.
It was.
Yeah. He said, bring in a turn of wood. Well, that just meant an armload of wood for the fire.
And he also mentioned talking about birds in the Peckerwood song.
Well, the old slaves and the old niggers on the place, they still sang these old songs dating back, I don't know how far. And that particular song, I remember verses of different. I'm sorry I didn't write them all down at the time. But this particular song ran like this. Peckerwood, 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 what makes your head so red? The jaybird stole my Yankee cap and the sun done burnt my head. In other words, after the war, the Confederate federal soldiers who, we had a, this was an occupied town for several years, a company of soldiers, and when they got rid of the old uniform, they just threw them aside and the niggers put them on. And the blue caps, they said half the niggers in town had on a federal army cap. It was a blue cap. It was the blue jay has a blue head, see, and so that's where that came from. Yeah, my Yankee cap.
And you also mentioned that interesting change in patrol.
Oh, yeah, well, they used to sing this old song. I remember one verse that ran, run, nigger, run, the patterola catch you. Run, nigger, run, it's almost day. That nigger run, that nigger flew, that nigger toe is shaking to. Run, nigger, run, the patterola catch you. Run, nigger, run, it's almost day. Well, I was just a child. I used to ask them, what was a patterola? And they'd say, oh, man, that's bad, folks. They get you, baby. You got to watch out for the patterolas. And I afterwards learned that what it meant was the patrols who patrol the roads at night to see that the slaves didn't run away or get into. A slave couldn't, had to have a pass, in other words. If he had a pass, it was okay. If he had a pass from his master to visit another plantation, that was fine. They just let him go. But if he didn't have that pass, they took him back home, where he belonged, so. Yeah.
Control the runaway. And I'd also like you to recall your mammy and the Uncle Remus.
Oh, my dear old Aunt Jane, my old colored mammy. And she was up in her 80s at the time. I was a child. And her father was a African savage brought over here. And she was one of the finest, nicest, cleanest old Christian women I ever knew in my life, was my dear old Aunt Jane. And at night, the people all went over to the church about a mile away and left me at home with Aunt Jane. And we'd sit in front of the big old log fire, and she'd tell me these tales, Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby and so on and so. And she would string them out. I imagine it'd take an hour to tell some of them. She's just entertaining me, see. So I finally, after I got up some years in age, I bought a copy of Joel Chandler Harris's Uncle Remus. And lo and behold, there were all the tales. I knew them just about by heart that old Aunt Jane had told me. She could neither read nor write, so they were bound to have been handed down to her from previous generations. But there, those tales were just exactly like Joel Chandler Harris had written them down. And I knew them all.
I think you also gave an interesting comment on Aunt Jane's. Apparently, was a determined woman. And you said that she, where did she worship?
She went to our church. She wouldn't go to the colored church. I remember one night, about a mile from our house, they had a, the colored folks had a big protracted meeting up there and persuaded Aunt Jane to go, much against her will, but she went one night with the rest of them, and the next day she came back, and I heard the other cook and the other niggers say, Aunt Jane, what happened to you last night? I said, you like to broke up the meeting. And I said, Aunt Jane, what'd you say? Oh, nothing. I said, what was it? She said, well, I tell you, said, it was a hot night, it was in August, and one of the big fat sisters got to shouting, jumped up and shouting, what must I do? What must I do? What must I do?